Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I don't want people to get this question wrong, because if I ask it straight out, you're obviously all going to say to me, of course I don't regret having me kids, Niall. But do you regret having your children? And I want you to be completely honest with me without being heartless. Because we're not questioning whether you love your children or not, and I'm sure you love each and every one of them. But have you ever wondered what it would have been like if you didn't have them? Because if you didn't have them, you'd never know them, so you wouldn't love them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Theoretically. So I want you to be honest with me and answer the question, do you regret having children? Recent studies show that between 5 and 14% of parents in developed countries have expressed regret over having children. Another study found that parents often report lower levels of happiness compared to non-parents. But it's not all one-sided. Some research suggests that while parents may express decreased happiness during the child-rearing ages, the overall life satisfaction can increase as children grow older and become independent. So we're kind of asking, and that's true, obviously, because as soon as they're gone out of the nest, you kind of go, thank God for that, we have our life back. So of course, you're going to have obvious happiness then. Because all I ever hear is people giving out about their kids. You know, and it's a huge amount of stress. It's financial worry. They're constantly looking for money as they get older. They're constantly looking for money. When they're younger, they're not that expensive. Obviously, just to buy them clothes and feed them. But once they get older, to an age where they're going out with their friends and they're doing things, it's constantly, their hand is out constantly all the time. I need 20 quid for this. I need 50 quid for that. I need 40 quid for this. I need a new dress for that. I need a new pair of jeans for this. It's constant. So it is a huge financial burden as well. Now, remember the question that I'm asking you. If you could go back in time, would you choose a child-free life, knowing what you know now? Do you feel there's a societal pressure there that people must be parents? This goes contrary to what I did in the podcast today, which is trying to increase the population, but it's just a topic for the show. Or perhaps despite the challenges, you believe having children has enriched your life in some way, in ways that you couldn't have imagined. And I'm sure people will say it has changed their lives in ways they couldn't have imagined. Enriched might be a strong word. But here's the question. Do you regret having your children? And again, remember what I'm asking you here. It's not, do you love your children? I assume you do. And I assume you, pardon me, you wouldn't change that for the world. But if you could go back in time, knowing what you know now, knowing how much hardship it brought you, and don't say it didn't, knowing the financial cost of it, knowing the lack of happiness by times, and don't say there were times throughout their lives where you wanted to, you know, oh, Jesus, I'll box the head off them, because they drive you mad and they know how to push the buttons and they stress you out and they worry you and all those things. And you knew all that, but you didn't know them. So you don't love them because you don't know them, because you haven't had them technically, theoretically. Would you choose not to have children? So do you regret having children? Let me know if you're part of that 14% of parents who do regret having children. I think actually the number is higher if you think about it properly. And not just think about the question. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. WhatsApp in now. And if you want to WhatsApp in anonymously, we'll do a little poll. So, yes, you regret having children, or no, absolutely not, they've enriched your life. So yes or no, do you regret having children? Just send us a WhatsApp right now to 087-188-0008. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Jessica, you're only a child yourself, for God's sake.
Oh, I know, 26.
Yeah, your parents don't regret having you, do they? Well, sometimes, maybe.
I think if you ask them when I was in the room, they're like, no, she's amazing, she's an absolute delight. And then as soon as I know, if I had my way, I'd get an AK-47.
So, Jessica, look, you have it all ahead of you. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're planning on having many in your life, but so it's.
I've been honest. I've been saying to Kira, like, two at the most. That's my.
But you do realize how life changing it is.
I do. Yes. No.
I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, right? But I am going to be a little bit disrespectful to you, right? Because I've listened to you over the years. Okay. There's a little bit of a selfish streak in you where you like your own life and you're quite happy with your own life and you like your own space. You do realise when you have kids, your life is not your own anymore.
I I know once I hear that children are on the way, I know I'll have to give that up and become a selfless person and invest all my time, money and everything into this little human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that. But like you said, I've seen my mom raise me, I've seen my sister raise her daughter, I've seen my cousins raising their kids. And I think it's probably one of the most fulfilling and rewarding jobs you can think of. I know it's hard, don't get me wrong, like, I'm childless and even I know it's bloody hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of any reason why someone would say, I regret having them.
See, I don't expect people, I don't expect people to say that.
I probably might change my mind.
No, well, hold on, let's be clear about the question here. I don't expect someone to come on and say to me, I have three beautiful kids, I love them to bits, and I regret having them. That's not... But the question is a difficult one to think about. You have to think about it theoretically. Because if you didn't have them, you wouldn't love them, so you wouldn't know they even existed. So what I'm saying to you is, knowing what you know about the... And it is a task to raise children. I mean, it is.
Oh,
and there are times when that AK-47 will come in handy that you mentioned earlier on.
It's the most physical and emotional and mentally draining job there is. You get zero money for it. But at the end of the day, you get to bring life into the world and raise this tiny little person to become a big person and have their own life.
But do you feel a pressure, definitely, as a woman who has a womb? Do you feel pressured into, you know, I suppose life means I grow up, I meet a partner, I must have a baby. That's what life does. Is there a pressure to that kind of stereotype that you have to fulfill?
No, well, for me, I don't think it's any pressure. Like, I don't think just because, like you said, just because I'm a woman and I have a womb, I need to use it for its purpose.
To benefit the world. Yeah.
But no, like, I remember when I was younger being like, oh, I'm not going to have kids. But then when I kind of hit around like my early 20s and then my mid 20s and then meeting Kieran.
Nope. She's gone. We lost her line. We'll get her back. Michal.
Hello, Giagut.
Giagut, Agus, cut us a tattoo.
I'm Mr. Gates, a Taka Kunin Show.
Michal. Everybody listening tonight just went, what the hell did he just say? Anyway,
I was trying to get in on the last conversation because I'm a truck driver, but I didn't get in. I couldn't say a name. It makes no difference. Good evening again.
Don't worry, I wouldn't stop you from voting in a million years, Michal. Michal, Michal, you do have children. I'll come back to Jessica in a second. We lost her line there, but I'll come back to Jessica. You do have children. Is there any part of you at all would say that maybe life would have been better if I wasn't a parent?
Four children, six grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. No, the one regret I have is that, back in my time, that a lot of the rearing of the kids, too much of it was left to the women, that the men didn't participate as they should. And I am one of those. I should have participated more, but times were different. But everything was totally different then. But I certainly don't regret in having them or my wife having them.
But you didn't have to rear them. That's by your own admission. So you didn't do the hard work.
Yeah, well, it depends on where hard work begins or ends. You love your children because they're your children, and you're the provider, because in my time, well, first of all, if a woman had a civil service job, she had to resign immediately because she was now becoming a wife and she wasn't entitled to work. But apart from that, the man was a provider. I never had a problem with providing, believe you me. But the point is that I could have appreciated more the actual input that my beloved wife, who passed away recently, had put into all the rearing of the children.
Mm.
And I was one of those. And I have to say, I was guilty, because it was the way times were. You provided everything, you did your best, and then you expected a lot. And we got a lot. I did get a lot. But the point about it was, I could have been better. But then that is the way life was. You provided, you worked your butt off, worked all the hours God gave you, but you forgot to think that there's a lady at home wearing your family.
Do you think people who don't...
Do
you think people who don't have children are missing out on something?
As far as I'm concerned, they're missing out. Like, it's okay to say to now, they're 22, maybe 28, 30 years of age, and all the great life we're having. When they hit 40, 42, I have a few relations that are in their 40s, and they're going mad, said, Jesus, why didn't we have a family? If they didn't realise what they were going to miss, you can't realise what you're going to miss, because if you don't have it, you don't miss it.
But there's a study I mentioned earlier on. There's a study that found that parents report lower levels of happiness compared to non-parents. But also another study found that when parents were older, i.e. the children left the home, they found a new type of happiness. Now, if when I hear parents saying, oh, thank God they're 25 and 26, they're gone now, independent, we have our life back, we can go off on holidays and go on a cruise and all those kind of things, they kind of have their life back and their happiness back. When I hear parents saying that, I'm going, huh, do they actually regret having them in the first place?
No. You see, a lot of that, that'll last for a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years. Then the grandchildren will come along. And like grandchildren are nearly better than having your own children because you can give them back at night. You can love them to bits during the day or when you're babysitting, but then you give them back. But no, there's no substitute for not having children. There isn't. There's no substitute for it.
Mm. And what do you say to people who, now I'm not talking about people who can't have children because sadly some people can't, but what do you say to people who don't want children, who say, oh, no, I just don't want children, I want to enjoy my life?
I've heard that on quite a few occasions, and I know quite a number of people who regret the living their life that they ever thought of that. I know quite a few people said, my God, we should have had kids. Now they're in their 40s and 50s, they're gone by it. And now they're gone to adopt kids, and probably there's no adoption of kids anymore. I don't know whether there is or not. But a lot of people I know should have adopted kids that didn't, and a lot of people like that did decide, yes, we're not having a family. And now quite a few of them in their 40s and said, Jesus, why do we ever come to this conclusion?
Because, Jessica back there again. Jessica, I'm sure you didn't move out. I was going to say when you moved out, you didn't. You're still living under their toes. But when you do move out.
Yeah, my mom has to text me to ask if she can come upstairs.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure when you eventually, you and Kira get your own place and you move in together, I'm sure your parents will go, oh, we'll so miss you, Jessica. Bye. And the door will close and they go, God for that. Now, where are we going on holidays? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. The confetti cannons will be out and it'll be cool gang playing, celebrating.
So if that's the case and parents are celebrating when the kids leave the nest, surely then it must be, it's obviously a burden on them.
Yeah, but then you have to look at the other parents, the helicopter parents. What are they going to do when their birds leave the nest? They'll feel, oh my God, there's no child to look after. What do I do with my life? So it's kind of a catch-22, really. But like, I've never really thought of the whole leaving the nest thing and how it affects parents, be it like they're happy or they're sad. I've never really thought about it that way.
Mm.
But like at the end, your birds aren't going to stay in the nest forever. That's just life, unfortunately.
Like, well, you'd like to think forever. They won't stay there forever because they'd just be leeches off you then at the stage. You know what I mean?
With a bit of luck, you'd be like,
Okay. So your plan is to have them and you're willing to overcome your selfishness. Okay. Stay there.
My selfishness, yeah.
Leanna, hi, how are you? Is it Leanna? Am I getting that right? Leanne?
You are, yeah.
Is it Leanne or Leanna?
Leanna.
Okay, Leanna, you've kind of mixed thoughts on this.
I see it from both perspectives, to be fair. And that, I have a huge respect for people who consciously choose not to have children and make that decision for themselves. I think that makes them very unselfish in a lot of respects. They know that. So why would they just go through life and have a child for the sake of checking a box?
Yeah, because there's a kind of societal pressure, isn't there?
Well, 100%. And I think there's a big thing to be said in that, because I also then meet a lot of people who live in these miserable marriages with these partners and children that they just don't want to be in at all. And they're both rattling around the house and one person sitting up the front of the house and the other one sitting down the back. And no one's happy, not the children, not the parents. And then I meet people who desperately want to have children and should have children. Like, they're lovely and they're great with kids, but ultimately they weren't fortunate enough to be blessed with the body parts or the capabilities of having their own children for whatever reasons, and they become the best aunts, uncles, adopted parents, whatever.
Do you have children, Leanna?
I do. I have four of my own. I have two boys and two girls, all mixed ages.
And do you ever wonder what it would have been like if you didn't have children?
I was always very conscious of the fact, there was a portion of my life for about I suppose, from 17 to 25, where, or even 23, where I was just like, oh my God, the thought of children would do my nothing. But I was also very much out of school, working full time, traveling the world. Like, the thought of bringing a child into all of that would have driven me mad. However, I met an amazing man. We decided to get married. We had our first child. And I just couldn't imagine my life without that. And then I still had the bugs inside of me, the bugs to travel, the bugs to do this, the bugs to do that. But I just learned a different way of life, of being able to share my experiences with my children, but just creating a different style. So instead of going out at 10 o'clock at night, I'd be going out at 10 o'clock in the morning. And
well, that's,
instead of going
that's
to a bar,
to hear that.
It is good to hear that, Neil.
You know, and then, like, I lived in England for a long time and London, and Sunday sort of sessions were a thing. And because I still like to go out and have a pint and still pretend like I was an adult, you know, and after being at home with a child all day. So what we used to do is, you know, make sure everything was set up and everything was sorted for the week ahead. And we would go down to the pub, we'd have the roast dinner. Her wee treat would be we'd go to the town store and we'd get a wee paint by numbers and a colouring in book and another wee, you know, just something simple. So we'd spend €3, give her activities while we were there. We'd all have the dinner. We'd have a couple of pints, listen to a bit of music, and we're all home by 8 o'clock at night.
It's amazing, colouring books. It's amazing what pleases you when you have children, when you get a few hours away from them. Yeah.
Exactly. But like, my child was sat with me the whole time.
Yeah.
And, so I'm sitting there with one colouring.
Well, see, here's what I can't understand, okay? And don't get me wrong, I'm obviously talking as a presenter. I do have children myself, but obviously I'm asking you lot. I mean, children take over your life. There are moments when you smile and smile and smile, when they make those first walking steps, when they talk for the first time and say your name.
Don't get me wrong.
And there are times you want to kill them.
Sell them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like,
why are we so delighted with them if there are days when we literally would like to sell them as you
say? I think I've found that the sacrifice of myself as an adult, that they never asked to come into the world. I chose to have them in the world. And there are a lot of parents out there that didn't choose it. However, I'm a big believer in sex education as well. Every time you choose to have relations with a person and you don't choose to protect yourself or they protect themselves, that's the consequence.
Yeah, you're making that. It's a conscious decision. Yeah.
Yes. And I was drunk. Well, that's fine. But if you know that you're that way inclined when you're drunk, then make sure that you're protected.
I don't like this. Oh, it was an accident. I don't buy it. The accidents don't happen. They're caused. Yes, I get that.
No, they're causes, because you chose to have the point knowing full well how you behave.
Yeah.
And please don't tell me any adult in their conscious mind knows that they don't behave like that when they're drinking. And the same with abusive people when they're out drinking, whether it be female or male or otherwise. Do you know what I mean? Like, an angry dog is an angry dog.
Yep.
You know, and it just, that's it.
Would you like to know, I mean, how old are your kids now, roughly? What's the kind of age group?
Right, so my youngest is 8 with additional needs, which has been a learning journey altogether, considering, like, I gave birth to 3 other children before him, but he has taught me how to be a parent more than anything else. And then I have an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 19-year-old.
Okay, if I said to you, you can have a year where the children just don't exist.
No, I don't even do a week. That's not my world. My conscious world is I will have a week when I no longer need to have responsibilities. But I like responsibility. I like the life I have. I chose the life I have. You know, abortion was available to me when I first gave birth to a child. So if I consciously didn't want to commit to the situation, there were options. You know, apologies to all the people who are opposed to all of that, but there are options.
There are options,
for people, and, you know, who have their so-called accidents or mistakes or whatever. And I know situations happen, that's fine, whatever. Move along. But I'm a big believer in making conscious fucking decisions.
Yeah.
Sorry. conscious decisions and actually upholding those decisions and being responsible for them.
Yeah, being responsible for your actions.
I can't go out and murder somebody and expect to not go to jail for it,
Mm.
regardless of the situation. there will be interviews, there will be courts. You know, whether I'm self-defending or it's conscious decision.
Yeah, so if you go and have sex with no protection, you should be expecting to raise a child for 18 years.
You're either expecting to get a disease or expecting a child.
Yeah.
One way or the other, something's... Now, you could be lucky.
Yeah, of course.
Touch wood and all of that. However,
yeah,
we don't live in a day and age where touching wood actually works.
Mm.
You know, so I'm not agreeable with any of that. Mm. But what I am
okay. What about an age? If you were to recommend to say a young girl like Jessica, an age to have children at, would you say wait till you're a bit older? Would you say 26 is a good time? I mean, what would you say?
To be fair, I know two sets of parents. So I gave birth to my first child at 27. I remember 2 weeks after she was born thinking I knew how to be a parent, and I banged my head against the wardrobe. I'm so sorry. I'm your mother. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And then obviously we grew into the relationship and we kind of did sleep deprivation and body still hurting after labor, all that kind of way. But we grew into it together. We learned together. And then for me, it's not about ages. I've met people who have had children at 16 or 17 who are amazing parents. But they also had a huge support network.
Yeah, you would have to have that, obviously.
I think for me, the one thing I've found is younger parents, if they don't have a support network, man, they are going to have some tough days and some really dark days.
Are you, by the way, Jessica, just quickly before I go into the break, are you prepared for parenthood in your mind? Are you prepared for particularly the early stages, the sleepless nights?
I'm a night owl anyway, so.
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry, Leanna. Sorry, Jessica.
I'm a night owl anyway.
Oh, okay.
So I don't mind being up all night.
Yeah, but it won't be just up all night. You'll be up all day as well. You sleep when the baby sleeps. That's the way they say it, isn't it? Yeah, so.
Once I have my coffee supply, I'll be all right. I know it's a sacrifice of, you know, my sleep, my exhaustion, my money and everything. I know that, but I would 100% give it up if I can have a tiny little human to raise and call my own and help shape into somewhat of a normal human being. Then again, if I'm their parent, then well, good luck.
I didn't want to say that.
Because if I'm allowed now to mile and you're still on about 20 years, you'll be hearing their child like, oh, you're definitely your mother's child.
Yeah, well, I'll be going, yeah, line two, Jessica Jr. Okay, stay there, Jessica and Leanna. I want to talk to Declan after the break as well. The question we're asking people tonight is, according to a survey, 40% of parents in developed countries said they expressed regret over having children. Now, remember the way the question is worded. It's not about, do you regret having the kids you have because you love your kids? Of course you love your kids. And you don't for a minute regret having those children. But if you, knowing what you know now and the cost on your health, because it does affect your mental health and it does affect, you're obviously exhausted when they're young, your finances, your time, and your life in general, knowing how it affects all of that, you know, would you have children if you had the opportunity again? Now, remember, you don't know the children because they haven't been born, so you can't love them, if you know what I mean, for the purpose of the question. All right, let me go to Declan, who's been waiting there a while. Declan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I was good, thanks.
Good. Declan, it's a difficult question to answer because obviously everybody loves their kids. But knowing what you know about the toll it takes on your life, and you didn't actually, if you didn't know your kids and you didn't love them as much as you do, do you think you'd make a different decision?
To be honest, I'll be perfectly honest, right? We had kids out of wedlock, Jen and I.
Okay.
And I'll never forget the first time Jen, who was my girlfriend at the time, who was now my beautiful wife, right? She said, Declan, I'm pregnant. Like, oh my God, what is life going to be like with a child, right? Because I was so used to breaking my collarbone, dancing on tables in the Greek islands, to crashing motorbikes. And, you know, and honestly,
and all of a sudden you have to be a responsible person.
When a child
yeah.
was born, I could not imagine life without a child. It was just instinctively the best thing that ever happened to me, you know, to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a daughter that wasn't planned out of wedlock. And then we decided, okay, when I turned 40, she married me. She's 12 years younger. She's very, very beautiful in so many ways, right? We're still together 23 years later, and I wouldn't take back anything. I think they're the best years of your life. And we still travel. Like, I mean, Lucy, when she came into the world, I think she was 8 weeks, and we all went down to Mexico. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay, there was different holidays than over the years, like Disney and this and that. and they weren't as rockets. But now the kids are kind of grown up now. Myself and Jen are finding their own time again. And no, the kids come.
There is an argument here, Declan, that you have a few quid.
Well, I'm involved in tech and travel, so I get really good deals.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Can you get me a few deals? Sorry.
but in saying that, they're the best memories in the world. If you look back at the photographs and, you know, growing up, you blink your eyes and you're like, where's the time gone?
Oh, I know. I know.
God is going to be 21 this year. And Lucy's 15. She thinks she's 21. Do you know what I mean? Because girls are very... And ideally, you know, I wanted 5 kids because I come from a family of 9 kids, right? But when Lucy was born, I mean, she was full on, like, and I said, okay, you know,
that's
if it,
it
happens again, so be it. It's nature, but didn't.
Yeah.
So we have 2, boy and a girl, and we're blessed. Honestly.
But I'm sure there were times during that period when both of them were growing up that you felt like just walking out the door that you went, they're driving me mad. They're driving me mad.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, there were times, and there's still our times to drive you mad. But you know, I have to say, I had very good parents, right, who would give everything, they gave everything for us.
Do you ever think about your life without, now, obviously not without them, because that's really hard to imagine because you love your kids, right? But do you ever think about, you mentioned, you know, crashing motorbikes and dancing on tables in Greece before you had children. Do you ever think that, you know, would that life have been a good life to continue crashing motorbikes and dancing on tables in Greece? Because by the way, I did that too. I crashed motorbikes. I didn't dance on tables in Greece, but I did crash motorbikes.
Like, Niall, life goes on. Like, you make life, you manifest it into being. Like, if you want to really do something, you reach out and you pursue your goals, your aims, ambitions, whether you have kids or not. And I have friends who have no kids. Like, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going down hot air ballooning down in safari in South Africa. And the lads that have no kids, and they can afford, they just choose not to. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So you can still do
whatever. Are you ever envious of people who don't have kids?
No, not necessarily, because I'll tell you, right, if you dip the wick, you pay for the oil. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Tango,
yeah.
And there's a responsibility there.
But sorry, Liana, let me just go back to Liana. Liana, are you ever envious, you know, when you go out to a bar on a Sunday and you've got 4 kids and you see a couple, you know, in their 30s and they've no kids and you kind of know they have no kids. Are you ever envious, kind of going, oh, Jesus?
No, I think probably the only thing I am envious of is their budget.
Okay.
I have one. They don't. And that would be the only thing when they're like, oh, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do this and do that. And I was like, yeah, I was doing that when I was 18. That was boring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was fun for a time. But I think every person grows with something. And like, as your man was just saying there about traveling with your kids, like, I'm from New Zealand. I gave birth to 3 of my 4 children in London. And I went home with all 3 kids every few years, and I wasn't raped in money at all. But I just made it work. And as he quite rightly says, if you have dreams and aspirations, you don't put those aside. You just work it together as a family, whether you're a single parent or a parent with a partner or a wife or whatever. Like, you make it work, but you do it from a different perspective. Mm. Whereas, as you said there, that the 30-year-old sitting in the corner with no kids, well, yeah, they can go to New Zealand, but they're not going to enjoy it the same. I get to get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and take my kids to the beach, and we get to spend the day there. They might go down for an hour, do the walk, and go, oh, yeah, it's lovely, and then they'll go to a bar, and then they'll sit in their restaurant and whatnot. Whereas, like...
So, in other words, what you're saying, life can be pretty dull without kids. Bit boring.
Well, no. Because I think everyone's expectations are completely different. Like, my enjoyment is, you know, doing a barbecue with all the 4 kids and them throwing their sausage up, and we're all standing around now bare feet freezing because we've all just come out of the river, you know. And but that was my life. That was now my children's life, and the life I absolutely adore.
Okay, sorry, Declan, just come back to you. Do you get back what you put in? Like, you pull a lot of your life into children, not just your finances, but your time, your energy, your life. They become your priority. Do you think you get it back again? Because a lot of people will say, as they get older, they don't really give a shit about you anymore. You know, once they get older, they become independent and, oh, parents are just an inconvenience. So do you believe you get it back?
If you parent them well, you do. If you're firm but fair, right? If you give them everything, you know, that you can be less appreciated than others. And if you like, I came from a family that didn't have much, but we had love in the house, right? Mm. And we were never hungry, but my mother and father got everything on hire purchase for us, you know what I mean? And they sacrificed a lot. And there's a lovely line there from Abraham Lincoln. He says, "All that I am and hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." And, you know, I think we're blessed that we're together. We're still in love. We have two great kids. And there's two parents in the household. You know, I salute any single parent out there in Ireland, especially today, you know?
Yeah.
Because it would be like double.
Yeah, it's twice as difficult. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, twice as hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, what price do you put on memories? Because that's all we're going to be at the end of the day, memories when we're all, you know, we're on this conveyor belt. You know, I'm not getting into deep. I had a glass of red wine tonight. And I'm actually rearranging the bedroom as I speak. But I tell you, all jokes aside, it is money well spent if you spend it wisely. And if you instill the value of money in your children, you know what I mean? And we, you know, because I've been down to places like Zanzibar, right? And they're piss poor down there, but they're all out playing. They're kicking an old leather football and they're all healthy looking. Our kids are so sick in so many ways by, you know, all the tech gadgets that's available to them, all the fast food, all the processed food here. You know what I mean? So who's poorer? Do you know what I mean? Less can be more in so many ways.
No, I agree with you. Hang on, both of you. Let me go to Cormac as well. Cormac, hi, how are you?
Quality of life.
Yeah. Cormac, hi. How are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening, Niall. Interesting topic.
Yeah. Do you have kids, Cormac? I never asked you this before, but do you have children?
I do. I have three children and seven grandchildren.
Oh, okay. All right. At any point in your life, did you ever say, I wonder what life would have been like without them?
No, I've never done that. We brought our children everywhere. In fact, on one occasion, I think we had 18 bags with us. I brought my children to Australia, Japan, the United States, the Middle East.
Do you know Declan?
all before they were 10.
Right. Okay.
And, we still look back on those days because I recorded some of them at that stage. You could do it on a CD. And we still, as a family, look back on that. You were asking a question there, do you get anything back from your children? And the last gentleman who was speaking, I think, is in the real world. What you get back is love. And what you get back is advice. And what you get back is they keep you in the current age. They give you a reason for getting out of bed when you're 52 or 53 years married. And that keeps you young, and you certainly get everything back from them. And the other thing, of course, is it's in nature to procreate. Now, I've no objection to anybody who wants to say, we don't want children, we want to live our life. But I'll tell you, when they get into their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they've no family, because if you've no children when you get to that age, if you're lucky enough to get to that age, you won't have any family. And family, to me, is everything. And I've certainly got more back from my children than I think I've ever given them in terms of love, affection, advice, keeping me young.
Have they changed? Have young people changed?
They're much more selfish now.
Oh, okay. I would agree. Yeah. Yeah, I think
certainly, I would agree with the last gentleman there. Sorry, I missed his name.
Declan. The travel agent.
Declan speaking. Yeah. Is he a travel agent? Well, my wife was formerly Joe Walsh's secretary.
Oh, so no wonder both of you are getting to travel the world like this when you had all these options.
No. I traveled to Japan, Australia, and the United States. We got some cheap deals all right in Europe, but they were just family holidays. But I brought them to Japan, Australia, the United States, three or four times, and Hawaii, Barbados, all on my own steam. And I paid for it myself because Joe Walsh didn't travel to those countries at that time.
Declan, he's doing better than you.
Certainly, I got a few great deals, courtesy of my wife in Europe for family holidays. But the real experience my children got from this was seeing different cultures.
But a lot of people will say, let me come back to Declan. Declan, a lot of people say to me when they bring their kids on holidays, you know, you need a holiday after bringing kids on holidays. because, you know, it's constant when you're on holidays, particularly when they're younger. I want a drink. I need to go to the toilet. I'm too warm.
It's like, you know, you're flying in a plane and there's kids screaming and, you know what I mean? And even in business class, it can be the odd child. But, you know, unless you have a child yourself, you know, we were on this cruise a couple of weeks ago around the Caribbean from Barbados up to Miami, and it was an adult-only cruise, but there were still kids that happened to be on it, right? I didn't give a shit, Niall. Do you know what I mean?
No, when you don't, when you have your own kids. Of course, I mean, I'm the same. So, you know, because I have three kids, I understand. And, you know, if a woman is there with her baby crying through the whole flight, I'm the type of person who looks at that woman thinking, oh, God, God bless her. You know, oh, that must be difficult for her. But there are other people looking at her going, oh, for God's sake. You know, because they don't have children. They don't understand.
I mean, the world has become very kind of sterilized in a sense. You know what I mean? Where's the empathy is? We need to get back to basics. You know what I mean?
Mm.
We really do need to be kind to one another.
There was a woman, I guess I read a story there recently. There was a woman kicked off a plane. They actually landed the plane and kicked her off the plane because her baby had colic and was upsetting all the other passengers crying.
She could have a case there, Niall.
I'm sure she will have a case. I'm sure she will.
Would you like to mention the airline?
No, it's an American airline, so it wouldn't matter. Internal American airline. I'm not going to mention the one. Anyway, McCormick, okay, so at no point you regret having children, but you do believe that children nowadays are a bit more selfish than they would have been in our day. And Declan, would you agree with that, Declan?
It depends on the child.
Bit and me-ish, you know, it's all about me.
Well, you know, you need to rein that back in as a parent and say no. You know.
Yeah, you probably notice that more with your 15-year-old than your 23-year-old, obviously.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, girls, Lucy is into designer stuff.
Oh, Jesus, you're in trouble there.
Scott was around. Well, yeah, but I think we made a big boo-boo as parents, right? We let her watch some YouTube videos, and unbeknownst to us, they were, you know, the influencers, right?
Mm.
But it was all kind of these lol dolls and all that kind of stuff. And then she had this thing about lol dolls, and she had this. She went through these various stages, right? She couldn't get enough of these. But these were kind of paid influencers on YouTube targeting children.
Mm.
Now, hindsight is a great thing. Had we known then what we know now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would advise any parent of young kids, particularly young girls, to kind of limit their viewership of certain
TikTok
stuff
on particularly,
because it's all subliminally messaging.
Oh, yeah, it's targeting, you know, sales. You know, of course, it's marketing.
It is, yeah. And you know, there's laws there to protect children, you know, and there's laws there. Like if it's a paid sponsorship, it has to be stated as such. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of the time it's not.
Could I interject there? I wouldn't agree with Declan on that point, and I'll tell you why. Because children generally are in occupancy with third parties for 8 to 9 hours a day. So the parental influence has become much more or less important in the current environment than it was, say, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, in my opinion. And that's due to the fact that we're living in a digital environment where children, from the age of some of them 6, 7, and 8, are on their iPhones and they're being influenced by liberal or conservative points of view, which is totally outside the control of parents. So I don't think parental influence is as relevant today as it was in the past.
Okay, well, do me a favour, Declan and Cormac, if you want to hang on there, you can. I want to go to Mick as well after the break. I want to know, based on the fact that 40% of parents in developed countries have expressed regret over having children, would you, or is there anybody listening tonight who would be honest enough to say, look, I love my children, and of course I don't regret having them, but if I was to do it all again, would I have children? Maybe not. I'm going to say, you're all very dishonest, because don't tell me there isn't somebody listening out there who regrets having children, and are not regrets having their own children. Do you understand the question I'm asking? Because there's nobody listening who will say, you know, I'll sell me children tomorrow. Because you wouldn't, of course, because you love your kids. But if you didn't know your own kids, theoretically, and you could go back and tell your young self what it's like to have children and to rear children, would you change your mind? and say, huh, I don't know whether I'm ready for that. There's a lot of work involved in this crack. But stay there a second, Declan and Cormac. Let me go to Mick. Mick, hi.
Well, how are things? Which one? I have four kids. Yes, things were hard. Crazy, mad at times. I have a 10-year-old, 14, 18, and now he's 21 December. Hands full now. Our little girl was sick for a while. Times were hard, mentally, financially, everywhere. But it's great to come through it and look back and say, I've achieved this. And the kids mean so much to us. I think it's an awful question to answer. Would you turn back the clock? Would you change it? I don't think any parent could or would.
Mm.
Say they would. Kids, mine is, yeah, they're mad. They're shower. But the lads are saying that, oh, rearing your kids.
Yeah.
Rearing your kids the best way you can. And the parents have to have a more hands-on. Could I say that? Hands-on basis, right? You know, you just have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think it's the will learn from it and the will appreciate you for saying, no, you can't go there, you can't have that. Well, this fella has it. How come they have it?
Yeah, but I mean, there are times, I'm assuming, Mick, in the lives of those four kids. What are the age groups? What's the oldest and what's the youngest?
Right. Jack is...
You don't have to give me all their names. You don't have to give me all their names. Just give me the youngest and the oldest.
No, but I have to because, right, the oldest is almost 21 and the youngest is 10.
Okay. So I'm sure in the lives of those kids, at some point you went, oh, why did I have children? Oh.
Yeah, why you mean, why is everything so hard?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, of course.
Rose petals and, you know, and happiness and it's not.
Absolutely not, no.
No.
Yes, it was hard, and there was of course there was times, and don't let people say that they don't say it. Yeah, oh, why wouldn't things be great if I didn't have this baby or that baby? But when it comes down, you couldn't, you can't, you wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it for me personally.
Well, when you're saying wouldn't, but there, according to research, 14% of people said they would change it. Does that surprise you?
Where's that 40%, Niall? Sorry for
interjecting. Yeah, it was a stress. I don't know
Where was that survey done?
I don't know. AJ gave me this anyway. It was a study that found... Okay, let me read...
I wouldn't believe that.
You would know personality tonight to saying that to change it.
Okay, the one from 14% was conducted in the US.
Where's the 40%?
Wait, 14, I said. So it found that...
Oh, I thought you said 40.
No, 14. Recent studies show that between 5% and 14% of parents in the developed countries have expressed regret over having children. That was a US study. Another study in the UK found that parents often report lower levels of happiness compared to non-parents. So what I'm saying is, Mick, and I'll come back to you in a second, Cormac, parents who don't have children report higher levels of happiness, according to the study.
At what age?
Cormac.
Well, it's all very relevant, Niall. It's all very irrelevant.
Okay, well, I'll just fire AJ, the producer. She's the one who gave me the study. Anyway, Mick, have you ever sat there? Well, Mick, have you ever sat there looking at a couple of your own age group who didn't have kids going, jeez, they're lucky?
No, I feel sorry for them.
Oh, okay.
So do I, exactly.
I'd be honest. I feel sorry for them. Maybe they are happy, and maybe they could be looking at me and saying, "Jesus, I feel sorry for him."
I don't know what they're talking about for 20 or 30 years.
Far away fields are green.
Yeah,
far away fields are green. You know, you think that the other person should they might be one bit happier than to let on. You know.
Well, McCormick, what do you mean you don't know what they talk about? All you talk about is your kids.
Well, listen, Niall, I don't care who you are. If you're living with one person, you've no children, and you're married for 20 to 30 years, you've run out of things to talk about with that person after 5 or 6 years.
No, you don't.
That's the reality.
No, you don't.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Well, if you're with that person for 3 years, another. I think you're doing things right.
Yeah, Zay, Declan, do you talk about your kids all the time? Is that the main topic of conversation with your missus?
No fucking way. When we're away,
it's not the main topic. It's not the main topic of conversation, but their life activity keeps you active and so, keeps you interested in what they're doing. Otherwise, you're just interested in yourself.
Yeah, sorry, Declan. I mean, do you think...
No, I was saying there, Mick mentioned that if I could turn back time, I can't get that song out of my head now, sure.
If you could turn back time.
We could all turn back time, things would be different. But, no, I mean, you mentioned 14%. I maybe said it exactly, Niall, because not all, some kids are bold bastards.
I know they are, yeah. They are, you're right.
Let's face it, like, you know...
Oh, yeah, some kids are a nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so... just getting back, we do talk about the kids, but there wouldn't be the center of conversation, like, unless there was something that was of concern or, you know what I mean? We're happy the way things are just, you know, motoring along.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Yeah. Oh, so stay there. Let me just get a female perspective on this. Amy, hi.
Hello, Niall. It's good to hear you back.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
I hope you're on the mend.
I'm just about there. Yeah. Anyway, I've got three minutes.
You still sound a bit ropey.
I do. I do feel a bit ropey. You have 3 minutes, Amy. So do you regret? Do you have children, Amy?
I do. I have twin girls turning 15. So, yeah, that's fun and games.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. They know everything and I know nothing. But come here. I wouldn't change. I wanted all my life to be a mammy. I grew up in a household where mammy was at home. Reared us, dad worked. You probably battled him in the Edenmore, Harmonstown days across the river.
Oh, okay. He was from Harmonstown, was he?
He was a Harmo, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it. I nearly died having them. They were very sick.
Okay.
Born. And now they're absolute little divas, but I could not absolutely imagine my life without them. They have changed me as a person. My dad, as I said, passed, so they've given my mum an extra will to live. As a granny, yeah. No, I wouldn't change it. Not at all. And I don't... Right, I know I've got friends...
But I'm sure there are days that you want to kill them, like... Not literally, obviously.
No, seriously, you'd want to see the battles in my house some night.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Yeah, I imagine with three women in the house, so to speak, yeah.
Yeah, it gets a bit nasty, and then I end up feeling like a bitch and apologising when it's their fault. Mm-hmm. One in particular, who would buy and sell you. The other one's real soft, and then I get real upset for giving out to her.
Mm-hmm.
But
so there's no part of you... would look back at your life and say, I wonder what life would have been like without kids.
Never in a million years. Mm. No, never, ever. They have made me who I am.
So they've enriched your life.
They have, yeah. Without an absolute doubt.
They're all angels here tonight. Just saying.
You should hear me at home, though.
Well, listen, I'm sorry it was so short, Amy. It was nice talking to you again. Thank you very much indeed. Cormac, Mick, Declan, thank you all very much indeed. Hope you have lots more trips away, Declan and Cormac, by the way. And enjoy the rest of your red wine, Declan, there in the bedroom, whatever you're up to in the bedroom.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.